Scary. Scary. Yes. It's Halloween time. It's my favorite time of year. It's a good excuse to bust out some horror movies and watch them and see some classics. And I was watching some Universal horror. I've got the Dracula Legacy Collection that was kind enough I got from Jeff Tuckman in his last visit, and I've been watching a lot of that, all the extras on that. Beautiful stuff. It's a great time of year for horror movies, and we're going to talk more scary stuff and fears and irrational fears as well coming up a little bit later on. But our good friend, Matthew Hoffman, is the programmer of the series, the classic film series, the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. And this Thursday, they're going to screen what you just heard, the theme from The Creature from the Black Lagoon. They're going to do it twice. They're going to do it once at 2 o'clock for a matinee and then at 7:30, and it's this Thursday night. You can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com. And to talk about it, we've got Matthew Hoffman joining us. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
All right.
It's an honor to be back, Nick.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I know you're a Cub fan, too. That was a rough night last night. But
rough night, but, you know, we just really need to win one out of the two games. We've got Jake Arrieta going.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty confident. It was great to see Schwarber get that double.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was talking with Dan on the way in as we were driving in, and Dan was talking about how he barely made it to second. So he's swinging the ball really well, but apparently he didn't run a lot between now and April.
Right. what I loved was that he got that double right after Pete Rose had made that comment that he was going to strike out three times.
Yeah, I know. That's great. He looked good. There's a lot of stuff to be looking forward to. It's one game. This is a seven game series. Everybody was down and upset when they were down 2-1 against the Dodgers and saying it was all over, and they came back and won three in a row. Mm. And this team doesn't give up. So it was a tough night, but they're in the World Series, man.
I know. I was just going to say, the Cubs are in the World Series.
It's insane. All right. Okay, so tell everybody about the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series.
Well, it's a monthly film program that we do out in Park Ridge at the beautiful Art Deco Pickwick Theater. I started this series back in 2013. And we've been averaging about 500 people a show, and you know, I want to thank you for helping us get the word out.
Sure.
You know, we've shown some hugely popular films. We kicked off this new season last month. We did a 50th anniversary screening of The Searchers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 60th anniversary of The Searchers. We had Lana Wood as
yeah.
a guest, and we had about over 500 for that one.
That's so great. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
It truly is. That's great. And so and you guys have been doing this now since 2013, and we've got a special scary Halloween treat for this Thursday night. Tell everybody what you're screening.
Well, we're going to be showing Creature from the Black Lagoon in amazing 2D.
right.
Of course, I remember watching it on Son of Svengoolie all those years ago and getting
yeah.
those cardboard glasses, the 3D glasses.
Yep.
And stuff. So it was inevitable that I would one day show it at, you know, a theater. But most importantly, about Thursday, I'm getting a little sidetracked, but there's no Cubs game.
Right.
On Thursday. So
that's
great. But Creature from the Black Lagoon, October 27th. We've got a costume contest for kids 12 and under, our Parade of Ghouls, and our organist Jay Warren will be accompanying that, and we'll be giving away prizes, some creature-themed collectibles. We're going to have so much fun with this evening and this
yeah.
presentation. We actually have a message from the star, Julie Adams, which we're going to relay to our audience. I had talked to her son about making a personal appearance, but Julie actually had turned 90 years old last week, and he was a bit concerned about her making another cross-country
sure.
trip. So
sure.
she's not going to be there in person, but she was nice enough to send us a message that we're going to read to the audience. We're going to have a local artist and model maker, Paul Pandacci. He's going to have a display of various monster models in the theater lobby. So
cool.
It'll be something for kids to look at when they come into the theater. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, how do you tell everybody about Creature from the Black Lagoon? It became a you know one of the legendary movie monsters of all time.
Yeah, I mean it was originally you know a smaller, low budget film, but over the years you know it's just developed this cult following. I mean it's considered, well, it's probably the last of Universal's great monster movies.
Yeah.
There's so much the film has to offer that sort of makes it such a classic. I mean, it's got such an intelligent script. Director Jack Arnold was one of the best in this field. The creature design itself, the Gill Man, is spectacular.
Yes.
And it's got probably the most famous one-piece bathing suit in movie history. what I like so much about the story is the whole Beauty and Beast theme. I mean, it's very much modeled after King Kong.
Right.
Of course, you know, I'm a huge fan of that film. And it's just a beautiful film to look at. I mean, you think of the underwater photography in the film, and it's so many things that that really enhance this film.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the best monster movie of the 1950s.
It is, without question. It is made, you know, at the tail end of the Universal stuff, 54. Mm-hmm. That's pretty late into the cycle.
Yeah.
With the Universal movies. But you mentioned the underwater photography, and every time I watch the movie, I'm really astounded at the stunt work and the photography itself. I mean, way ahead of its time for that. You didn't see that kind of stuff. I mean, outside of, like, nature films or documentaries, you never saw that kind of footage or that kind of stuff in the mid-50s.
Yeah, and I believe the camera that was used at the time, I think that was made specifically for, you know, that underwater photography.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was certainly groundbreaking.
Yeah, and the creature design. It's a scary movie. I mean, when I was a kid, it scared the hell out of me.
Yeah,
and and I had a poster of the Gill Man on my wall when I was growing up.
Yeah,
just one of the legendary makeup works of all time. There's
And wherever you go, whatever monster conventions, I mean, you see so many Gill Man collectibles.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's. Remains so endearing.
It is. Creature from the Black Lagoon on the big screen at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. And now the 2 o'clock matinee is just, you're just showing the movie. There are no special things going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All seats are $6. It's just the movie. All the bells and whistles are just for the 7:30 performance. You get Jay Warren at 7 o'clock doing the pre-show music and the costume contest and just everything else. Will just be for the evening screening.
Okay. So, and you can check all of this out at parkridgeclassicfilm.com for more information. And we have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. And this is a really great thing. You can bring the kids to this one. And there's a costume contest, all that stuff. So bring the kids, pack the place, and you'll get to see one of the classic monster movies of all time on the big screen at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. And that experience alone is worth it. Just, I mean, even if you can't make it at night and you want to go to the matinee, just to see Creature from the Black Lagoon in this kind of environment on the big screen is really special. There's no question about it. And last year at this time, you guys did a screening of Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. You had like 800 people, right?
Yeah, that was our biggest, highest attended film that I've done there. It even beat out Gone with the Wind. you know, and the kids were loving it, and that was, you know, great to see. And to see, you know, Bud and Lou all these decades later, you know, just packing in, you know, the people. I mean, it was just terrific, you know. And
yeah,
see the lines down the block for Evan Costello film. I know that the film is very dear to you.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. I just, you know, I love the fact that whenever I talk with you, Matthew, you know, I mean, you know, I really love what you do and that you're keeping the experience of seeing a beautiful movie, an old movie in a big movie house and having that special experience. But I'm always really happy to hear the kind of crowds that you get for people showing up for movies that are 50, 60, 70 years old. That always makes me feel great. And the fact that kids are coming to see these movies, I love that.
Exactly. And, you know, it's such a communal experience. You know, the films that I show, I mean, yeah, you might have it on DVD. You might have seen it, you know, 100 times before. But when you're with an audience,
yeah,
and you really see the magic on the screen and you see, you know, what makes these films great.
Yeah.
Hearing people laugh at different moments. I mean, it's something you can't recreate at home. And that's why, even though these films have been played other places, I mean, each experience is unique.
Right. So this Thursday at 7:30, Creature from the Black Lagoon with all the bells and whistles. There's also a screening at 2 o'clock as well for Creature from the Black Lagoon. Now you've announced your next 2 months to the end of the year screenings. November 17th, you're going to show Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon. You know, Nick, I grew up watching Bruce Lee movies.
Oh yeah.
So I had to work this in somehow, and I kind of want to mix things up, You know, I just don't want to stick to films from the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work in some modern classics, of course. A little bit later in January, I'm going to be showing Once Upon a Time in the West.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, November, we've got Enter the Dragon. And then December, for the Kirk Douglas Centennial, I'm going to be showing Spartacus.
It's amazing. Kirk Douglas, 100 years old this year.
Yeah.
God, that's amazing. And you're going to show Spartacus.
Spartacus.
On the big screen. That'll be amazing. That'll be just great.
So we've got some great stuff coming up.
You know, yeah, you know who you should try to contact for Enter the Dragon? John Saxon.
I know he is available because I've seen him making the rounds.
Oh, he was at Flashback Convention a few years ago, and and is phenomenal. I had him on my show a couple times. He's one of my favorite actors, one of my favorite B movie and character actors of all time, and I love the fact that he kicks all kinds of ass in Enter the Dragon. I mean, he kicks Bolo's ass in that movie, and I love that's John Saxon. But he's around; he still does conventions and stuff. You should try to get a hold of him.
I'll see if I can track him down.
Yeah,
a great guest to have.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then Spartacus, that is such an incredible movie to see on the big screen, as well. And then now you just mentioned in January you're going to do Once Upon a Time in the West.
Once Upon a Time in the West. February, I'd like to show Vertigo just before Valentine's Day.
Nice. Session. Very nice.
And then March and April, I'm going to show Sunset Boulevard and Singing in the Rain to tie into my library film series in the spring, Movies About Movies.
That's great.
And then we're going to wrap things up in May with the 50th anniversary of You Only Live Twice.
Oh, man.
Film.
That's great. What a great lineup, man. What a great season. That's great. All right, and so everybody can go on Thursday, 7:30, for a special Halloween treat. Bring the kids, costume contest, prizes, all kinds of cool stuff. Creature from the Black Lagoon on the big screen at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. There's a 7:30 showing and a 2 p.m. showing, and you can get all the information at parkridgeclassicfilm.com. And Matthew, we'll talk to you again soon. You got to come on before Enter the Dragon, okay?
Sounds good. Always a pleasure, Nick.
All right, Matthew, go Cubs.
Go Cubs.
All right, Matthew Hoffman, everybody. He is the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. He does a great job. If you've never gone out to see a beautiful big movie on a beautiful big screen with an audience, even if the movie's 50, 60 years old, it doesn't matter. It's an amazing experience, and I really like what Matthew does. And a lot of people host their film screenings, and there's room for everybody. Like I do mine, Matthew does his. There's plenty of them, and they're all fun to get people out to the movie theater and see a movie.